Now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from Maryland. Dear Reverend Crawford, Sunday morning would not be complete without your program. I am usually getting dinner ready, and in between, getting my preparations together to take care of my primary department in Sunday school. Anyone knows that the teacher must be in the right spirit of the Lord in order to fully and completely take care of the spiritual needs of the boys and girls. That is why I need your program on Sunday mornings.
My letter is from California. My husband and I listen to your service every Sunday morning and get so much good from it. We live out in the mountains on a cattle ranch and can't get to church, so we do enjoy your radio service.
From Delaware, a young woman writes, "The Lord has called me into full-time service for him, and I'm so happy for that day back in 1937 when I received him as my savior at Pine Brook. Since then, he has been good to me and has led me to college this fall. I praise him for his faithfulness to me."
From New York, while visiting an army camp, I heard the familiar tune of Love, Wonderful Love coming from one of the barracks. I couldn't resist going in and listening with the others. I asked if this was the first time they had listened, and one of the boys said he had listened for about 3 years because his mother and dad had been saved through the program. I asked him if he were saved, and he said, "No." When you gave the invitation at the end of the broadcast, he and four other boys gave their lives to Jesus.